wanted to write a book, but you don't know how to start? Then you're in the right place. Welcome to Conversations with Authors with me, Alison Thompson, aka The Proof Fairy. I help authors to write and self-publish books. And back in 2014, before podcasts were a thing, I decided to interview some of the people I'd worked with and publish these conversations with authors on my website. It was great fun hearing what inspired people to write and hearing all their tips and advice. So I decided that 2021 was the year that Conversations with Authors should make its return. In each episode, I have a lovely chat with a published author about how they go about the writing and publishing process, how becoming an author has changed their life, what they've learned about themselves, what advice they would pass on to other aspiring authors, and what inspired them to write in the first place. Here's a sneak preview of some of my guests from the first few episodes.
First of all, you have to find a way to move through your fear, because that fear is such rubbish. Find a way to take fear and put it in your back pocket and carry it with you for the next 10 years. Sorry, there's no way around it. If you want to do new things and if you want to stretch yourself, you're going to have to be friends with fear.
I think the main thing is that I had a writing voice. I was so chuffed when I got to that point. I am very creative in my personal life, but I never thought I was capable of writing a book. And so to have this thing click in your mind and you can just type away, it's just, that's lovely. I think privileged is the word.
Doors have opened in terms of speaking opportunities, podcast guests, webinar guests, collaboration and networking. I've had 4 chapters included in other people's books. Then obviously now I'm being exposed to their database, their list of people. So it's definitely opened the door in terms of opportunities.
So I'm a big planner. I really believe in planning first. So I normally start off with a little nugget of an idea. So I'll start to build up ideas and characters and just jot down notes. I mean, I've got ideas I've had for years that I'll just develop over time, and then I'll know the point when it's time to write it. But then I'll write a full synopsis, a full chapter breakdown, and I won't write one word of the novel until I feel I've got it all laid out properly. I know these characters, I know where the book wants to go. I'm a big believer in planning.
So you went the print-on-demand way, didn't you, through Amazon?
And really, the reason that we went that route was, I mean, there was a speed aspect to it, because obviously, yeah, like you say, it gets uploaded, it's on, it gets ran through very quickly, especially when you, like yourself, who's an expert in getting them on there, that, you know, once you've got the manuscript and you've got the cover, you've got the book, you've got all the details, you've got the description, everything goes on, we work the cost out and there it is. Yeah, it's real, people can buy it, you know, online straight away.
I used to do a lot of talks about the nuclear test. Someone said to me one day, why don't you write a book? Because we find it very, very interesting. And I thought, well, I haven't time. I'm too busy working. Mainly, I think I wrote the book when I retired because I was bored. I'd got nothing better to do, if you like.
You see, if you've always wanted to write a book, it's never too late to start. Whether you're an avid reader, you're already a prolific author, or you've got a book inside you desperate to come out, I'm sure you'll find something to interest you in the podcast. So look out for the first episode, which launches on Thursday, 18th March 2021, and make sure you subscribe through your favourite podcast platform so you don't miss out.